Hello and welcome to another episode of Hour of Healing. I am your weekly host, Joe Deborah, and this week we are continuing our thought-provoking and life-changing conversation that we started last week, titled Wounded Souls, Broken Spirits. Wounded Souls, Broken Spirits. And joining us again, all the way from Ghana, West Africa, is Reverend Samuel Adumunshira, a very dear friend and brother. We've known each other for over 2 decades. He is currently a pastor at Mountain Missions Church in Ghana, with their headquarters being in Accra, Ghana. And friends, if you have not listened to the first part of our conversation, I will implore you to tap into that. Get some of the knowledge that by the grace of God he shared with us so that you know what this part of our conversation is about. And Reverend, thank you so much for joining us again for another conversation on wounded souls, broken spirits.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Joe. It's always a pleasure and a wonderful experience to join you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And Reverend, we're going to get right into it. We will pick up right from where we left up last week. And we ended our conversation last week talking about the effects of brokenness in our spirit. And I remember in your closing remarks, you made mention of the fact that it's okay to have wounds. It's okay. But when we get to the point where time is no longer healing the wounds, it's not okay at that point to neglect people. So we will be talking a lot about how we get healing today. But I wanted to go back to where we left off, that in talking about a person with a broken spirit, I know we shared a lot about how it affects our home, how it affects the individual. But what about our faith? What about our beliefs? Because at the end of the day, I truly believe that our faith in God is what brings a lot of healing to us, that we say time brings those healings too. So what impact does brokenness in our spirit have on our spiritual life? Let's pick up from there.
Thank you very much, Dr. Joe. In fact, the mere mention of the spirit and on our spiritual life, you know, spirit work with spirit. So if your spirit is, you know, in fact, if you read the book of Proverbs 17:22, the Bible clearly said that a cheerful or a joyful spirit is a good medicine. But a broken spirit, who can bear?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So, you know, when it comes to any form of dealing with spirituality, whether you being a Christian, whatever spiritual set that you belong to, as soon as your spirit is broken, it affects the way you even react. So there are people that are going to the house of God and they are going there and they are still pretending.
Wow.
So, you know, the Bible said some people wake up early in the morning, they go out to toil, but in the evening they eat the bread of sorrow. Yes. So there are people that rightly go to their God. They go to fellowship. As I said, they match up, but then the true self essence of worshiping their God, okay, or doing what is right in God, if the spirit is broken, the spirit cannot link with your God that you are serving. So realize that at a point, let me come, because I am a pastor. At a point, a man of God, that if felt that even when it comes to association with God, sometimes it can be broken. Imagine a prophet of God that has virtually called down fire, killed another prophet of Baal. Then one lady was pursuing him and said, God, take my life.
Yes.
Because I am not the only prophet that is alive, or I'm not the only prophet around. All because he thought that at that point, why would you allow fire to come and just allow a woman to pursue me? At that time, the prophet was broken, even his own faith. Where was the God that brought down the fire? Where was the God that made him kill over 400 worshippers of Baal? Okay, so when it comes to brokenness, you are even in your spiritual life, you lose your true sense or true self when it comes to spirituality. I have seen pastors that have given up in ministry, and they will tell you that they only go there because they need to be there. So their presence is there, but their presence is not there. So your presence can be there, but your presence will not be there because your presence is what you can exhibit and give in God. Okay, so anyone that has his or his spirit broken, the same cannot have any connection when it comes to spirituality. When it comes, because one of the things that really brokenness does is it even brings doubt to you. I have seen people that have been betrayed and they are now doubting even what God can do. I have seen people that have been neglected and they are questioning even their faith in their God. I have seen people that have been abused and they are asking, where is the God that delivers and saves? I have seen people that have gone through injustices and they are asking, where is the God that is the God of justice? Imagine somebody that is broken even from within the church. What happens to this person? If somebody is abused by somebody in the church, and every time you see the person, one of the things that brokenness does is that there are flashes of that particular thing that is taken away. There are flashes of it. So people are having flashes of their mistake. They have flashes of the people that abused them. They have flashes of the people that neglected them. They have flashes of what could have been. So when your spirit is broken, there's nothing that can work. That is why God decided to console us, to come to you and said, God is closer to the brokenhearted. Because then God realized that if I am not there for those that are broken, when it comes to spirituality, they will deny themselves from coming to me. That is why he said, I am closer, or God is nearer to the brokenhearted. So please, if your spirit is broken, man of God, absolutely your self-existence is lost. So in last week, I said that there are people that are living, but they don't have life. So when you are broken, you can't do anything for yourself, let alone doing something for a God that you do not see, but only feels his presence and what he tells you. So if your belief is taken away, if there's doubt that has taken over, if there's neglect in your life, if there's pain, if there are injuries, if you are crushed, nothing that has to do with spirituality makes sense to you. Nothing makes sense. In fact, nothing makes sense. Nothing makes sense. Nothing.
Well, Reverend, thank you so much for that. And you bring up a very important point, because herein lies why, as people of faith, we owe it to ourselves and we owe it to the God that we serve, not to just check in on the people that we perceive are broken, but also on the people that we perceive are strong. Because people can really mask. As you have been talking with us, that's what I keep asking myself, that what if your man of God, the one who is standing there each and every day to try to pour into you, is just going through the motions, that they are just masking what they are having to deal with behind the curtain. And so it bears us paying close attention to this, Reverend. And I don't want us to be behind time today, so I want to move us right into the next question, which I think will be of all importance. And that is, now that we know how to identify brokenness in our lives and in our community, and now that we know the impact that this brokenness can have on us, Reverend, how do we recover? What can help us get to this place of recovery?
Dr. Joe, thank you very much. As I said, brokenness can be a piece of a person that is virtually taken away. The first thing that you need to do is to look at the good things of life. As I said, there are people that are broken and they only look at the bad things that happen to them and they ignore the good thing. It can be that we live in a society and virtually all the people that have come into contact with have been bad to us. Just that we don't look at the good side. We don't look at the good side. So first of all, look at the good side. Then look at where you were coming from. Look at where you were coming. Life is a journey. And sometimes if you do not look at where you are coming from, you can't know where you are going. So look at where you are coming from. Look at the joy that you had before the brokenness came. Look at the people that showed you love before the betrayal. Look at the people that were there for you, have been there for you before somebody messed you up. So look at that thing. That is the first thing. Then the second thing is that encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. You know, as I said, we are living in a society that, you know, nobody encourages you and nobody really cares about you. We are in a society that people are closer to you all because of what they will gain from you. We have people that have become leeches in the life of others. We have people that are showing you love. There are people that praises you because of all that they can get from you. So look at all those things. Then look at the people that you've also gained from. Then when you have been advised, when you have been comforted, accept that a phase of life can end and another can come up. You know, man of God, as I said, brokenness is like taking a path. Job said, the tree that is cut down, it has hope that at the scent of water, not even water, at the scent of water, it can sprout up. So look at the good things about life. Look at the things that you wanted to achieve for yourself. If you're in a workplace and you wanted to rise up, you were doing certain things that were good. Look at the things that caused you to do those things. Go back there. Then the third thing, remember God is a healer. As I said, the Bible said, God is closer to the brokenhearted. You know, when a piece of you is broken, the only one that can fix it is the one that made that particular thing. In our society, we take the aspect of God for granted. You know, and most of the times we make God the last resort, but then go back to him. Give the pieces back to him. Whatever is missing, he's the one that can make it available. Then also understand that in all dealings with men, you should have a space for disappointment. When you are dealing with any man, whether it is your spouse, it is your friend, it is a family member, whoever you come into contact with, have space for disappointment. Because as I said, it is only man that can bring you brokenness. Have a space for disappointment. Understand that man has the tendency to do something that is bad. And men have tendency to change. So have that particular space that anytime that you are dealing with a man, man can switch. They can disappoint you. They can ignore you. They can neglect you. They can forsake you. Have that thing at the back of your mind. And know that even our Lord Jesus suffered that. When people promised him that we will not leave you, Peter was able to cut the ears of the soldiers that came around. But when the little girl asked, are you part of it? He said, no. Understand that when things become difficult, people may not stand by you. Understand it. When you understand this, you begin to encourage yourself. Begin to encourage you because whatever peace that is broken, whatever peace that is lost, at all day, whatever is lost can never be greater than whatever is left. Understand this.
Thank you so much, Reverend. Those are very powerful healing tools that you are able to share with us. And I want to go back to where you started from. And this is why I really like what we get to do here on Hour of Healing. Because sometimes it's easy to say to someone going through brokenness that look at the positives, look at the good in life. But how do we do that? Because it's easier said than done. And we have all been there before. If you are listening to us and you've never undergone brokenness in your life, then you probably haven't lived yet. You're probably less than a year old. Because brokenness, as Reverend said, is very call to our humanity, and we will look at some of the things that brokenness brings to our life. But I like the quotation in Job 14 that Reverend you brought up, when it talks about the fact that the tree that has been cut down has hope that though its roots may dry up and the stump may die in the soil, yet at the scent of water. I love that scripture because it tells us that even in our dire moments, when we feel that we are broken beyond repair, that there is that word, there is that sound, there is that someone, that help, the hope in that. It's very key that it's not that the water had come to the stump yet.
No, it's the scent.
But at the scent, and when we talk about scent, we're talking about having the faith to believe that there is possibility. So at the scent of water, with that hope, that tree still knows that it will... it will bud again. And so when we talk about looking at the positives or looking at the good times, I'll let Reverend chime in, but there are a lot of practices, my dear audience, that we can do. Things like meditation is very, very powerful in helping us be able to tune out the negativity that surrounds us. Journaling is another one, that taking the time to write down the good things that you have in life or the good things you've experienced in life. These are very practical and important steps. Talking to someone is a very simple, most of the time, not expensive at all, cheap, but very, very powerful tool. You know, the Bible says, and I believe I've quoted it here many times, that in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. I believe that is in the book of Proverbs. And I really hold that scripture very dear to my life because, you know, Reverend, in our line of work and in our calling, we encounter so many that are broken. We encounter so many who are wounded. And if care is not taken, we end up taking all that wounds and those brokenness with us to our homes. But I am always reminded of this, that in the multitude of counselors, the chief of whom is the Holy Spirit that God has put in me to be my counsel. And when I bring that, or when the Spirit of God brings that to my knowledge, I am able to find solace in that. And so I want Reverend to share with us a few more practical ways that we are able to get this recovery. And then after that, we will look at a few more questions and try to wrap up for our section today.
Okay, Dr. Joe, thank you very much. I love what you just said. You know, most of the times, one of the things that it does to us is that we feel a sense of emptiness. It makes us to be secluded. We feel less of human. We feel that with that sense of belonging, we are not there and all those things. One of the therapies that you should is to talk to someone. Talk to someone. You know, I am of the firm belief that God created diverse people because God embedded in us that the mere fact that you are able to talk to somebody about what you are going through is healing in itself. A lot of people have been broken and they've committed suicide. They become drug addicts. They become alcoholics. All because they didn't talk to someone. Sometimes even the things that get us broken are wrong assumptions and imaginations. Imagine you feeling that somebody has spoken something wrong about you. There's a gossip about you. There's a gang up against you. And that is not the case.
Wow.
So let us talk. Let us talk to someone. Let us speak to someone. And I believe everybody should have a pool that they can drink from. Everybody. If you avail yourself, you realize that there are people in your life. If you have 1,000 people that they've neglected, you have a single person that will speak for you. If they are not circle, you can still go out there and speak to someone. Again, speak to yourself. Dr. Joe, one of the things that brokenness does is that it sometimes brings voices to you.
Yes, yes.
There's a, as I said, there's a voice that speaks to you that you are worthless. Nobody likes you. You can't be better. Speak to yourself. Speak to yourself. When the doubt comes, speak to yourself. That I can do this. Talk to yourself that that mistake that I did is in the past. It can't hold me. You know, as I said, things that has to do with the soul also have a part in the mind, the mental injury and all those things. So sometimes you just hear voices when you are broken. I have seen people that they only pick a friend out and that friend had an accident and up to now they've not recovered. And they are feeling this pain that it was because of them that their friend had the accident. And a voice keeps on coming. Talk to your voice. Talk to yourself. Say something different. Because once again, let me bring that. The Bible says when there's a casting down, there's also a lifting up. Yes. So talk to yourself. Whatever is going through your mind, talk to yourself. Then again, keep yourself busy. Don't just, I've seen people that have gone through brokenness. And look, it's good, doctor, that you are in the medical field. People have become obese because of certain things that happened to them. Because they feel that they can't do what they are supposed to do again. Please, keep yourself busy. If you have a work and you've been disappointed, go to your work. You don't give yourself the chance to be broken anymore. You can't be broken more than you've been broken. You can't lose more of yourself than what you've already lost. You can't give up more than what has been taken away from you. You can't let another slice of you to be taken away. As I said, whatever you are, keep yourself busy. If you want to read a journal, read it. If you want to go on a holiday, go. If you want to go and have a movie, go. Don't be idle. Because one of the things that keeps on repeating in our mind is what is no good. And doctor, you know, things that are negative, they resonate with us than what is positive. So keep yourself busy.
Very true.
Then the last thing, please, if you're a believer, don't neglect the gathering of your brothers. Don't neglect it. Don't neglect it. Then again, whoever has offended you, whoever has betrayed you, ask questions if you can. Ask questions. Why are you doing this to me? I have seen parents that are maltreating their children because their parents maltreated them in a way. Ask. Why are you doing this? Let me share an experience. You know, I have gone through some level of betrayals before. In fact, you know, those of us that we people see us as strong, we are the weakest. We are the weakest. In fact, we give hope to others. We encourage others. We come back and we cry. Because the thing is, who watches over the watchman?
The watchman, yes.
So I have gone through some level of betrayals from friends, some family members, people that are trusted. And it kept on repeating itself. And I kept on trusting people. I kept on helping people. So at a point, I decided to stop. Probably I'll just be secluded and all this. But Dr. Joe, do you know one of the things that keep on healing me? Is that people have also done me good.
Yes, yes.
I've also come into contact with people that has also been good to me. So why do I look at that side alone and not look at those people? And at one point or the other, I've also caused a wound in the life of somebody. So if I am looking for forgiveness and I expect those people to forgive me and move on, why wouldn't I also forgive myself and move on? So please, whatever place that you've got into, whatever injury, whatever wound, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself and move on. Forgive yourself and move on. People have become enemies because they fail to sit down and reconcile. Do that. Then give your heart a chance to also be happy. Because the Bible said, a broken spirit dries the bone.
Yes.
Give yourself and your life, your future, the people around you, give them an opportunity to also see the best of you. So look at yourself and realize that there's something good that is in you. And Dr. Joe, to end this particular conversation as to how to heal, there's always lily in the valley.
Yes.
There's always lily. It can't always be negative. Rise up. Dust yourself. Look at it. If the darkness came, the sun will appear again.
Yes.
And anybody that worries about what happened yesterday, only take the strength of today.
Yes. Yes.
So those that are worrying about the past, whatever has happened, and you are still dwelling in it, you are only taking away the strength of today and for tomorrow. Look at the positive side. What you can do to help yourself. And know that any time that you are broken, when God put the pieces together, know that it's an opportunity for those that hurt you. And even for you bringing that particular pain, it is an opportunity for you to evolve and to become a better person. Yes. And there's always an opportunity to evolve and become a better person than what you used to be.
Very true. Very true. Thank you so much, Reverend, for that powerful addition there. And it's so true that when you said that when God put the pieces together, the image I just got in my mind was with every missing piece, there need not even be a replacement of that piece, that God can use the remaining pieces to make something new. And that is the opportunity that you were talking about, that we get the opportunity, even in our pain, in our hurt, in our betrayals, in our brokenness, to come out anew. And if I know anything about this God that we serve, the new is always better than the old.
Absolutely.
The latter days is always greater than the former days. So thank you so much for that. We will be working our way to ending our conversation today. I probably have maybe about two or three more questions, but we'll see where we go from there. But Reverend, once you have gone through brokenness, how does healing look like? Because sometimes you encounter people that they assume that everything will be, let's say, back to the olden days. Like everything will be as it was. But here we are talking about an opportunity for something new to come out. So how does healing from a broken spirit actually look like? So that when we have gotten there, we would know.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Joe. Pieces are always with God, okay? And, when you are broken, it's like you being in prison. As I said, people are neglected and they feel that their wealth is not there and all those things. So the first sign for you to know that you are healed is freedom. It's freedom. Because, brokenness is a cage, is a loss. It's a denial of what you are actually. So the first sign is freedom. It's freedom from pain, freedom from anxiety, freedom from suffering, freedom from a sense that evil is always coming, and freedom from guilt. The first point of your healing is freedom. And it is this freedom that allows you to transcend from whatever place that you used to find yourself to that level of newness that we are talking about. It is the freedom. So the first thing is freedom. Then also one of the things that will cause you, it's virtually linked to the freedom as well, is that you have a forgiving spirit. So the resentment that you had about others, you have them no more. And I'll bring this issue of the Bible. The Bible said, Joseph was thrown into prison all because of his dream. When his brothers got to him, the brothers could not recognize him. And he made mention of a particular profound statement. He said, you thought it for evil, but the Lord meant it for good. at that point, he realized that even Joseph was willing to help his family because he had forgiven them.
Mm.
So anytime that you go through a situation of pain, brokenness, as I say, neglect, abandonment, betrayal, and all those things, and you feel that you are capable, you are able to forgive, and you have no resentment, it is a sign that indeed there's healing. Okay? Mm. Then also for you to conscientize yourself.
Wow.
Because as I said, anything that has to do with the soul has something to do with the mind. If you are able to conscientize yourself that there's positivity ahead, then it also means that healing has also come.
Mm.
Healing has also come. Then the final thing that I want to add is that when you are able to realize that the missing piece is back.
Mm.
I have seen people that they said they can't do business again. I've seen people that went through bitter divorce and they said they won't love again. When they realize that the very thing that you said you can't do it again, but then there's another new sense of wanting to do it, they know that healing has really come. Because those that are really downtrodden, it takes a lot of time. Sometimes they may never get up. So the particular thing that you detest, whatever you had bad taste to do it, when there is the sense of feeling that you want to do it again, it is there. Some people, they have the sense and the feeling that they can do it again, but then they suppress it because of what are they sick. When the feeling is there that you really want to go back, you really want to go back and make the family well, amend things with your parents, with your children, with your spouses, whatever it is. And then there's, even in pride, when you realize that that thing should be done, know that that is a route to healing. And I believe that when you really get to it, healing shall come. There are a lot of people that are holding back. They are only pretending that they are still hurt. But when the pretense is off, the mask is off, and you want to do that thing that is right, know that healing has come. So give yourself chance. Okay? Give yourself chance to be made whole and to be complete.
Wow. Very powerful. Very powerful, Reverend. Thank you so much. And I think it's very important that you mentioned the fact that sometimes out of our pride, our ego, even when healing is on its way, pride gets in the way of healing. And so it's very important that we give ourselves the chance to be made whole again. And it goes without saying, Reverend, that it's one thing for healing to come and another thing for you to participate in that healing. There are many people who have gone through brokenness and everything that is to bring them healing has been made available. But I will use your word and say out of pride and ego, they will resist that as long as possible. And that leads into something else that we will not have time to talk about today on our podcast. But I want us to end by talking about two things. And that is, if you could speak to your past self, what encouragement would you give based on experiences that you've had with brokenness? And what advice would you give to our audience? And then after that, I have just one more question for you and we will wrap up today.
Thank you, Dr. Joe. As I said, I've been broken before. I've been wounded before. I've been neglected. In fact, one of the things that most people ignore is that as a pastor, most of the time we go through virtually everything that anyone has ever gone through. Sometimes you come talk about whatever you're going through, and probably ours is even more than yours. But one of the things that I wish I knew earlier was that there's lessons in everything that happens. There are lessons. There are lessons. Pick the lessons from every form of injury, every form of wound. Pick it. Then also, I would have asked my younger self that move on. You know, time is a platform that presents us with goodness. If you still stay in that state of hurt, of injury, you will never enjoy what tomorrow has for you. Time is the platform for that which is good. Some of the things that I was just dwelling on, if I had moved on earlier, probably I would have gotten to certain good things early. Then I would have also told myself that, forgive. Forgive. You know, guilt and pain, especially when it's coming from another person, it's like you bringing tomato to your house and hiding it in your bed and it keeps on rotting. All because somebody did you wrong. I would have released myself and said, let it go. Whatever pain, whatever somebody placed, there are people that will not even recognize their fault at no times. Move on. So the more you keep on dwelling in that particular thing, that particular situation of brokenness, that particular pain, the only thing that it does is that you prevent yourself from enjoying the good that is ahead. I would have told myself that move on, move on. And probably the learning curve that I would have also picked was that sometimes, sometimes when you do not move on quickly, the same people will keep on hurting you over and over and over again. If you need to change the circle, change it. If you need to watch the way you speak, change it. If you need to change the way you trust people, change it. Because those that really get to the point of broken, as I said, there's a difference between being hurt and being broken. Those that get to the point of being broken are the people that are hurt persistently and in the same manner. Sometimes, just make sure that it doesn't happen again. The things that led you there, make sure that it doesn't happen again. Then I would have also helped myself by going to God more. Sometimes the places that we went for comfort, it brought pain rather. Brought pain. Because, you know, out of brokenness, a lot of people have gone into the hands of wrong people. Because we wanted everybody to hear us out. We wanted people to sympathize with us. We wanted people to comfort us. And we fell into the wrong hands. The only hands that you can be in and will not be disappointed, that you will not fall, is the hands of God. In fact, I will even advise our audience, don't just be in the hands of God. When you keep on going back to God in all circumstances, you will not only be in his hands, you'll be a part of God's hands. If you are part of God's hands, what is in the hand can fall, but what is a part of the hand will never fall. The more you keep on going to God, the more God makes you a part of his hands and you will not fall. Then again, realize that some of the things that we see, most of the times, it is not the real thing. It is only mirage. There's a song that when we were teenagers, I kept on listening by one wonderful man of God, is no more, he's so rest in peace, was the fact that a man of God was having a vision. And in the vision, he realized that he was walking with his God. So he realized when he moved the step, when he moved, another step moved. And they got to a place that was very muddy. In the vision, he realized that it was only 2 feet, just a pair. That was there. Then he began to cry. Now, why is it that I am moving with 2 pair of feet and I'm just seeing one? So he thought that the God that he was serving, as I made mention of Elijah's situation, had left him. He was in pain. But then when he came back to his senses, then the God that was following said, at that time, the foot that you were seeing was not your foot. It was I, your God, my foot. At that time, because the place was muddy, you were upon my shoulders. So sometimes you see certain negativity. You think that you are broken. You think that you are going through a lot of situation. But if you have God and you go through with God, at a point you only see it, but it is not your feet that you go through. And you can only make this analogy when there is a God that you always go back to him.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
We shouldn't neglect our spiritual life, whatever it is. Somebody will be saying that, man of God, I keep on trusting people, I am always hurt. Why don't you leave everything to God? Sometimes in the muddy places, the bad times, you'll be at his shoulders. He said, with only my eyes, I will see the reward. So sometimes you only see the pain, but then you are not the one that going through. You're only seeing it. And there's a God that will take you. As we said, newness and the new day bring new opportunity. When you have this at the back of your mind, you have absolute healing, and that nothing can bring you to the point of being broken again.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much, Reverend, for such a powerful session today. And indeed, we all go through wounded souls. We all suffer broken spirits as we journey this life. And I thank God for giving you the grace to share with us today your life experience, and also how brokenness in our spirits impacts everything around our lives. But most importantly, for being able to take us through on this healing journey, because at the end of the day, this is hour of healing. And as you were talking, the scripture that kept coming into my mind was, no trouble or temptation has come to you except that which is common to mankind. And God is faithful, that in every trial, in every circumstance, in every trouble, He will make a way of escape. And that is what I want to leave with our audience today, that everything that Reverend is sharing with us, if you know that in every trial, in every trouble that you face, there is a way of escape, there is no need trying to figure things out that is not the escape route. Why don't you go to the one who can help you find that way? Why don't you try to find that escape door, so that, as Reverend shared with us, we can shorten our pain and we can be quicker to our way of healing? Because at the end of the day, in that lies our opportunity for a better tomorrow. God bless you so much, Reverend Adumunshira, for taking the time to be with us this week on Hour of Healing as we concluded our conversation on wounded souls, broken spirit. We thank you, dear audience, for taking the time to be with us today. As always, don't forget to share our platform with your loved ones, especially with those that you know who are going through brokenness in this particular time of their life. They can find us on all podcast platforms. They can find our videos on YouTube. They can find us on Facebook at Hour of Healing or Joe Debra. And they can indeed also find us on Instagram and all these other social media expressions. God bless you so much. We remind you once again that Hour of Healing does have a prayer component, that each and every Saturday we meet online live for an hour. It's a moment of intense prayer, seeking the grace of God and obtaining grace to manifest our prophetic destinies. And your grace that you might need in this time of your life will be obtaining that grace that brings healing to you, whether emotionally, physically, spiritually, or what have you. And we pray and trust God, who has called us by His mercy, to give us the grace and the platform to be able to lead you to that place. And so don't forget to join us this and every Saturday at the same time. Like we said, we'll be coming to you with a weekly devotional very early in the morning. We will let the details be known to you in subsequent weeks. But we thank you so, so much for each and every week tuning in. We believe that the God who started His good works with us is faithful to take it to a successful end. And healing will surely come to us. God bless you. We will see you same time next week. Bye-bye.